As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember this is the
The fundamental things are flawed as time goes by. Hello, type for you, agency. Yes, can you hold the line for a moment, please? Thanks. Are you in?
Who is it?
Lionel Hardcastle.
I'm out.
For long?
Try a decade.
Hello, Mr. Hardcastle. I'm sorry, but Miss Pargeter is out at the moment. Oh, not for long. 10 years or so.
Thank you, Sandra, for being so helpful. 10 years or so. Oh, now what? I'm coming. I lie. Must lie. Win Fang Ling Chan. Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were conducting a conversation in Chinese.
What? Oh, I see. Yeah, nice one, Lai. No. What I mean is, I've only got 5 minutes. Thing is, Lionel, your manuscript, we love it.
Oh, good.
But it isn't quite right.
Oh, for goodness sake, Alistair. Look, I've put a lot of work into that book. I've made all the revisions you asked for.
I know, and we're thrilled.
You love it, and you're thrilled, but it isn't quite right?
No.
So it's bad?
No, we love it.
Is it me, or are we going round in circles?
Well, put it this way, your manuscript, and we do love it, is there, but it's not there.
Would it help if we went back to Chinese?
It needs, what's the word I'm looking for?
Burning?
Humanizing.
Ah, humanizing.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Look, it has people in it, and contrary to what some people think, I am human.
Yeah, but not in the book. You're a cipher. All the people in the book are ciphers. They need to be people.
The people in the book need to be people?
You got it.
You sure?
Look, it won't take a lot more work, Lionel. One last push and we have a book. We have real chances. We could ultimately be talking about screen rights. He could be played by Robert Redford.
Robert? Aren't we getting a little ahead of ourselves?
Well, listen, mate. If you don't get ahead of yourself in this business, you'll find yourself finishing up where you started out in the first place.
I'll have to think about that one. But this humanizing.
No, it won't take you long, maybe a week. But it will be worth it, Lionel. It will pay off, I promise it will.
Oh, all right. I'll try.
Good man. As long as I'm here, there's a bit of personal biz I'd like to clear up.
Personal biz?
Yeah. Jean.
What about her?
I'll lay it on the line. Would I be stepping on any toes?
Could you lay it on another line?
I fancy her like crazy.
Do you?
Yeah, no. What are you going to say? I'm too young.
No, I was about to say she's too old, but it's the same thing. Not that it's any of my business.
No, that's what I wanted to hear. I wouldn't be stepping on your toes.
Oh, it's a free-ish country.
Right, they're like that. Yeah, free-ish. Yeah, can I use it?
Feel free-ish.
See you then, mate. And remember, push-push, humanize.
Push-push, humanize. Robert Redford.
Look, Mom, these came for you.
Oh, nice.
They're flowers.
Yes. Green stalks with coloured bits on the end. I can see that.
Why aren't you excited about getting flowers?
Well, they're probably a business, thank you. Somebody said to their secretary they did a good job, send them a thank you letter. No, it's a woman, send her flowers.
Well, what would you prefer, a box of cigars? They don't have to be a business thing. They could be from Lionel.
Now, why would Lionel send me flowers?
You were in love, Mum.
Yes, that was 38 years ago. They can't have taken that long to arrive.
Perhaps they're a new thought.
He's got a new thought. We met her in Norwich.
Well, perhaps he's apologising.
He's got nothing to apologise for. What sort of overnight accommodation he chooses is his business.
I bet they are from Lionel.
I bet you a lunch. They're a business, thank you.
Well, look at the card.
They're from Alistair.
Oh, I see.
Well, it is a sort of business, thank you. I mean, after all, we put the manuscript in order for him.
Let me see that card. Age cannot wither her, nor custom stale her infinite variety. A business, thank you. Oh, from Alistair to Cleopatra.
Look, you have them.
Oh, I'm not Cleopatra.
Neither am I.
Alistair obviously thinks you are.
Then he needs stronger lenses.
Look, This is your own fault.
What is?
You practically vamped him when we were in Norwich.
Vamped?
Yes, you were all over him. Oh, yes, Alistair, I'd love to have a nightcap at the hotel, Alistair. Goo-goo eyes, the lot. Just because Lionel turned up with his local bit of stuff.
Well, I was piqued. I resent vamped.
Well, Alistair obviously went for it.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he?
Don't look so smug.
Well, it's a bit of a boost, isn't it? I mean, here I am on the verge of getting a tight perm and taking a coach to Worthing, and an attractive young man sends me flowers.
I find that rather tacky.
You like Alistair, don't you?
He's all right.
Sandy?
Coming, boss.
Put these in water for me, would you?
If I can find enough vases. Who are they from?
Alistair.
Mm.
Don't say like that.
No, boss.
And close my door. Judith and I have got work to do.
Yes, boss. Now, vases. Vases.
Hello, Sandy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hardcastle.
Is she...
She's out.
You're the one who informed me that Miss Pargeter wouldn't be in the office for 10 years.
I just do as I'm told.
I'll wait.
Miss Pargeter is out.
So you said. Who are those flowers from?
Alistair. To Miss Pargeter.
I see. I brought her these. A bunch of violets.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, aren't they? Now, when will Jean be back? And don't say in 10 years' time.
Sandy, would you... Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is. How'd you get into your office? Through the window?
I said you were out. You did say, and if he has the nerve to turn up here...
Yes, all right, Sandy. Well, you better come through to my office.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Judith.
Hello, Lionel. Oh, Mum, I've just remembered I've got to go out. I'll see you later.
The soul of discretion.
Well, there isn't anything to be discreet about.
I didn't say there was.
Did you see the flowers from Alistair?
Couldn't really miss them, could I? I brought you a bunch of violets.
Oh, thank you. They're sweet.
Perhaps you could find an inkwell to put them in.
It's awfully nice of Alistair.
Yes. How was your nightcap in Norwich with him?
Well, rather flattering, to tell the truth. How was your overnight accommodation?
She slung me out. I don't see how you can be flattered by the attentions of a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't. What are you smiling about?
You being slung out.
He's not exactly what you'd call a well-rounded character, is he, Alistair?
But who says I'm interested in well-rounded characters?
He's an intellectual vacuum.
Good-looking.
I didn't know you were coming to Norwich, you see. Why did you come?
Well, to hear your lecture. What have you had known?
Well, I only knew Denise on and off, you know.
You could have phrased that more delicately. And if you think Alistair is an intellectual vacuum, then Denise must rank as an intellectual black hole.
Must have.
What?
Must have ranked. I shan't be seeing her again.
Send her some flowers.
Do you really think he's good looking?
Yes.
Strange taste.
I thought you were good looking.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, yes, I suppose I was. Anyway, about Alistair, it's because of him I'm here, really.
What do you mean?
With a book.
Oh.
I've got to do more damned revisions.
And you need secretarial assistance?
Yeah, I'm back at the hotel, so it's all terribly proper. Could I have Sandy?
Well, she's my secretary.
I know, but I like her.
Does she like you?
Shouldn't think so.
Well, I'll ask her.
Like him?
Why?
Well, that's a funny question coming from you. You were in love with him, weren't you?
Oh, Judith's been chattering.
Well, weren't you?
Well, it was a long time ago. I wasn't in love long enough to know whether I really liked him.
Well, I do. I shouldn't really, because I don't think he likes me at all.
You know, you two have the basis for a really beautiful friendship.
So, page 37.
Why is this conference room called the Anson Suite?
Of course, the hotel has delusions of grandeur, I suppose.
You shouldn't have paid for this. We could have worked in your room.
I think the staff might have misinterpreted that.
Oh, yes. Take your point. Sorry, I stopped the flow.
A pebble could stop my flow. Anyway, page 37 of the manuscript. I refer to a Colonel Austin. I describe him as tall.
True.
Right. Now then, add... with a moustache.
What sort of a moustache?
I don't know. Moustache, you know, hair on the upper lip.
What about his wife?
What about his wife?
Did she have a moustache?
Of course she didn't. Are you being facetious?
No. It's just that you don't even describe her at all. She's just a blob. Colonel Austin's wife. Poor woman.
Well, she won't mind. She must be dead by now.
Miss Pargeter.
What about her?
What was she like when you first met her?
Young.
Go on.
There was a warmth about her. Oh, she had a temper. Her eyes could go quite flinty. But she had that rarest of qualities, the ability to forgive without a hint of rancour. And she never tried to be anything. She was someone you never wanted to hurt. I remember once.
Yes?
And she was short.
Funny.
What is?
Well, you got almost poetic there. And all you can remember of Colonel Austin's wife, many years later, is that she was just a blob.
I didn't share the same experience with Mrs. Austin.
Makes a difference.
Well, obviously it makes a difference. I mean, look at it. My life in Kenya. Make a film of it. I can't even make a book of it. Bloody publishers.
That wasn't very clever, was it?
Well, I don't feel very clever.
How's it going? Ah. Can't have been a gust of wind, so it must have been a fit of pique.
I'm fed up with it. What are you doing here, anyway?
I just popped in to see how everything was going.
The paper storm just about says it all.
Well, what's the problem, apart from a bad temper?
Well, this humanising business. Alistair thought if I described the characters more fully...
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Only he can't. Just one person he described beautifully. And she's not even in the book.
Well, who was that?
You.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps if you helped.
Me? I don't know anything about humanising a book. Ask Alistair.
I'm not crawling back to him. He told me what he wanted. If I go back and say I don't even know what he's talking about, I'm going to look like a silly old fool, aren't I?
Oh, well, I've got to go to lunch.
Oh, yes, of course.
Look, Lionel, would you like to come round to the house this evening and I'll try and help?
I don't want to be a nuisance.
Don't go humble. It doesn't suit you. Eight-ish?
Thanks.
Oh, hello, Lionel. Come in.
I brought you some chocolates.
Oh, that was kind. Come through to the living room.
Right. Oh.
What?
This morning I was out-flowered. Now I've been out-chocolated.
It is a big box, isn't it?
Don't tell me, Alistair.
It's getting silly, isn't it?
Oh, you should never have encouraged him.
Oh, don't let's start that again.
No.
Have you eaten?
Well, I tried a club sandwich at the hotel, but it tasted as though it had been made during the Blitz.
Well, scrambled eggs, all right?
Excellent. I should have brought a bottle of wine, but I suppose you've already got a few cases from Alistair.
Only a couple. Sit down. It won't take a tick.
Oh, hello, Lionel.
Hello, Judith. Going out?
Yes. Twilight?
Very good indeed.
Thank you. Mum will never eat all those chocolates. Must be half a hundred weight there.
Alistair should be sending them to you, really.
Should he?
Ah. Indelicate.
Stupid.
Oh, I'm...
No, not you, me. Mum's in the same room. I might as well be wallpaper to Alistair and plain wallpaper.
What is it about this man? I think he's just a silly little twerp who can't even speak English.
No, he's very clever, actually. He's good-looking, funny, well-off, successful.
Well, if you're going to go for the obvious... Where are you going off to, then?
I'm eating with a crowd.
Less than 1,000?
7 or 9. It has to be an odd number to include me, you see. Twice divorced, lives with her mother. Good sport, not really a threat to anyone.
If that's what the women in the party think, then they don't have eyes.
What a nice thing to say.
Yes, not like me. I must be mellowing.
Still a nice thing to say. I must be going. Bye, Mum.
Oh, have a nice time.
I must go.
Go on, then. And, be a threat.
Bye.
Lionel, would you like to come through to the kitchen?
Yes. She doesn't brim with self-confidence, does she, Judith?
Well, she never has. Sit down. Look, I hope these eggs are scrambled and not beaten to death.
Thank you. I've never tasted your cooking.
Well, if you'd have said that 38 years ago, I'd have been a nervous wreck.
Very good.
Then I'd have glowed.
Then I'd have thought, my God, she can cook as well.
Then.
Yes.
Come on. Let's eat up and get to work on the book.
I shall eat very slowly.
More wine?
No, thank you.
Well, it's no good sulking.
I'm not sulking. I'm quite capable of accepting constructive criticism.
Look, all I said was that the book came across to me like something between a handbook for growing coffee beans and a guide to Kenya.
And that's constructive, is it?
Yes, it doesn't reveal anything about the author. My Life in Kenya, it's called.
And that's a boring title.
Agreed. But while it is the title, who is the me in my?
Well, me, obviously.
Well, then let your readers know about it. Let them know who you are. Drop a veil or two.
I'm not a belly dancer. What I'm like is not my readers' business.
You don't have any readers. The book won't be published unless you open up a bit.
All right. Well, give me an example.
Well, your wife.
Why?
She just sprang to mind.
Why?
Well, as an example, you met her, you marry, you live together, and then you divorced.
Well, we did.
But it's so colourless.
It was.
Look, do you want me to help you or not?
Oh, let's watch television. Oh, all right. Yes, I do.
Right. Why did you marry her?
Of course, she was there, I suppose.
You make her sound like Everest.
Well, she was tall, willowy, or bony, depending on which way you look at it. Not a laugher. The daughter of my neighbours, 30 miles away along a bum-numbing track. The only single girl for miles.
You were lonely?
Yes. I'd started talking to the dogs a lot. So I used to drive over on a Sunday. We'd have tea, go for a stroll in the garden, and then I'd numb my bum for 30 miles and get back home. And, you know, every time I got back home, I remembered her as much prettier than when I left her.
Well, I have to say that she probably felt the same about you.
Oh, I'm sure she did. So, I got married. Saved the travelling.
Pretty steamy stuff, isn't it?
That's what I mean. You should have been the first chapter.
I wasn't even in Africa.
No, but if it's steam you're talking, we could have powered several locomotives, you know.
I wonder what happened to that letter.
What letter?
You lose the thread of conversation quickly these days, don't you? The letter you wrote to me when you were posted to Korea.
No, the one you never received.
Yes. It was a physical pain not hearing from you.
It was worse for me, not hearing back.
Well, don't let's make a competition out of it.
Yeah. I suppose we thought we were the only two young people with broken hearts in the world.
Mm. It's horrible.
Mm. If only you'd got that letter.
If only I'd got the letter. I often wondered whether you'd been killed.
I was kicked by a mule.
Yes. You told me.
Oh, God, I'm starting to repeat myself.
No, not quite. You said you were nearly kicked by a mule.
Oh, no, he did catch me. A sort of glancing blow.
Was it an enemy mule?
No, one of ours.
Oh, good.
There's a little scar somewhere.
Really? Where?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere on my cheek.
I can't see it.
Well, put your glasses on.
Look, it's your war wound. You ought to know where it is.
Well, there. Just there. Give me your hand.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can feel it.
That's nice.
It's yesterday.
I know. But it's nice.
It's only me. Hello.
Nice evening.
Yes, it was. I'm off to bed. Good night, Mum.
Good night, love.
Good night, Lionel.
Good night.
Oh, by the way, I was a threat.
What does she mean?
Oh, nothing. Well, I must be going. I'll let myself out.
Judy? Judy!
What?
You mean you were a threat?
Oh, it was just something Lionel said to me.
Oh.
We were talking about Alistair.
Oh, look, love. About Alistair.
No, you don't have to worry about him anymore. I was thinking about him at dinner tonight.
While you were being a threat?
Hmm. And I suddenly got him into perspective. He's nice enough, but... Well, it's all just glitz, really.
Oh, God.
Whereas Lionel... Well... He made me feel better about myself in 2 minutes tonight than someone like Alistair could do in 2 years.
the wisdom of the ancients.
Mm. He's not ancient. I think he's gorgeous. Really gorgeous. Good night.
Oh, dear.
Morning, Sandy.
Morning, boss. Slater's rang. They know it's a cheek, but could they have 3 temps for tomorrow morning?
No. What did you say?
We've never let an old customer down yet, I said.
Oh, you're going places.
Thanks.
Talking of which, what are you doing here?
Hanging on your every word.
You should be at the hotel helping Lionel.
Judith went.
Did she?
Well, she insisted.
Oh, this is getting to be a mess.
She doesn't.
She does. 2 failed marriages behind her, and now she gets a crush on Lionel.
Well, well.
If they get married, Lionel will be my son-in-law.
Funny old life, isn't it?
Hysterical.
Type for you, secretarial agency. Oh, hello, Lionel. Yes, she is. It's Lionel for you.
I'll take it in my office.
Right. She's just coming, Lionel.
Hello, Lionel. How are you getting on with Judith? Oh. What do you mean her skirt's getting shorter by the minute? Oh, I see. A drink this evening? Yes, I think we'd better. Okay, I'll see you there. Bye.
Boss?
What is it, Sandy?
There's a gorilla to see you.
I'll only ask you once more.
Well, a gorillagram, actually.
Well, give him a banana and tell him to go away.
A gorillagram? What did he do?
Roared. Then he was supposed to sling me over his shoulder and run round the office.
You didn't let him?
Well, of course I didn't. I threatened him with a staple gun and he went very tame.
Alistair sent him, I presume.
Well, I didn't think you had.
I'm having the same trouble with Judith.
She hasn't tried to sling you over her shoulder, has she?
I mean, it isn't every day I'm faced with acres of leg attached to a very attractive body, attached to a face which he's actually giving me the come-on.
No, I suppose not.
Well, I know not.
Well, I don't see what I can do about it.
Well, you're her mother.
Well, that makes me the last person she'll listen to. What if I weren't her mother?
I'd be praying that I'd live up to her expectations. Well, you did ask.
You're flattered.
All right, I'm flattered. You're flattered by Alastair's juvenile attention.
Oh, don't be absurd.
Oh, I see. It's one of those conversations where I'm supposed to be totally honest and you're allowed to lie your head off.
Oh, all right, then I'm flattered.
So we're both flattered.
Yes. Perhaps we should retire to a home for the flattered.
A home for the elderly flattered. We've got to do something about this.
Well, I already have. The 4 of us are going for a picnic on Sunday.
Well, whose stupid idea was that?
Alistair.
And you said yes?
Well, look at it this way. The 4 of us together. Judy and Alistair look at each other. The scales drop from their eyes. They walk off hand in hand and we get some peace.
It's like a bad plot from a restoration comedy.
Can you think of a better one?
Apart from emigrating, no.
Hey, Jean, why don't we go for a stroll?
Oh, can we let the lunch go down first?
Shall we go for a stroll, Lionel?
Well, perhaps it's the wine, but this grass has finally got comfortable.
Well, why don't you two go for a stroll?
No, I'm all right.
Got some badminton gear in the car. We can set that up.
Oh, what a good idea.
Right, let's get it.
Shan't be long.
Oh, don't rush. How's your badminton?
Rusty-ish. Yours?
Non-existent.
Did we ever go on a picnic?
Yes. You bought a bottle of cider, and I made some meat paste sandwiches, and we bought a couple of rock cakes from a shop.
Sophisticates. We didn't tear about like those two, did we?
We couldn't. The field was full of cowpats.
You sure you can manage that?
They're quite light, shuttlecocks.
Judy, I wanted to ask you something.
What?
Well, it's about your mother. You don't mind, do you?
No, I think she's quite nice, really.
You know what I mean.
Why should I mind?
Well, I'm a good deal younger than she is. I wouldn't like you to think that I'm just, well, seeking a new experience.
I don't think age matters. I think Lionel's gorgeous.
Gorgeous?
Yes.
Well, good. Do you think we could contrive to split this afternoon? Me and Jean, you and Lye.
My thoughts exactly.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
they're asleep.
Perhaps they're just relaxing.
Not with their eyes shut and their mouths open.
So much for the split.
Lionel looks older.
Jean doesn't.
No?
Well, maybe just a bit. Shall we go for a stroll?
Might as well.
Oh, damn and blast.
What? Well, what's the matter?
I just put my hand in a plate of pate.
Have a tissue.
Thanks. Oh, I didn't mean to fall asleep.
Oh, neither did I. You're gone.
Oh.
My plan must have worked.
Well, I suppose watching people sleep has its natural time span as a spectator sport. Ooh, my back.
Oh.
Ooh, give me a hand.
Oh, right.
Ooh. Oh. Badminton?
No thanks.
Every day, you know, a bit of me hurts.
Which bit?
Different bits. Every single day, knee, shoulder, elbow, neck. Not pain, just hurt. Where are you going?
I just wondered if there was an intensive care unit nearby.
I could do anything when I was young. Run, jump, spring.
I don't remember you springing.
Well, I could have if I'd wanted to.
What, like Zebedee?
Who?
You know, Zebedee in the Magic Roundup. Boing, used to go boing, boing, boing.
Did he?
Boing, boing, boing.
Yeah, it's different for a woman, you see.
Oh, is it?
Yes, running, jumping.
Springing?
Yes. Women don't do as much of that as men.
Aren't we clever? I wonder what Alistair and Judith are doing.
Probably discussing whether to inject us with monkey glands.
Yes, probably.
Whichever way you look at it, we played games with the children and flaked out. We shouldn't be playing games of any sort.
You're right.
They're just a couple of wrinklies.
I prefer to call them laughter lines.
Oh, so do I. But when you've got them all over your body as well, it's hard to justify.
You could say we laughed all over.
Yeah, we could.
If you repeat this, I shall say I was drunk. But I'm glad you're back in my life again. You are back in my life again, aren't you?
I seem to be, yes.
Nice to have a friend.
Yes. Nice to have a friend.
What are you doing?
I'm going to give you a friendly kiss.
Oh, right. Oh, that was nice.
Yes, it was. I think we might try a friendlier one.
Yes. I think we might.
Oh, damn and blast.
What now?
I need a pee.
Go on, then.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Maura Brooker, Alistair by John Glover, and Sandy by Jenny Funnell. The producer was Martin Fisher.
The world will always welcome lovers as time.